Galaxy X. Business Interviews, Lesson 3. In the 20th century, a Hungarian scientist discovered a way of saving the oxygen in the air. Nobody took him seriously, so he locked his invention in a safe and hid the code for the lock in 13 identical expressions in some conversations and translations. 3 centuries later, his great-great-great-grandson, N.O. Hope, tried to open the safe because the air on Earth was running out. He couldn't open it, so he put the safe into a capsule together with a message on a cassette and sent them into space. It is now the 31st century, and the capsule has been found in Galaxy X, where the oxygen is running out. Professor Middlebrow, a linguist from the English planet, and Gerge Martin, an engineer from the Hungarian planet, are trying to break the code in the hope that the 20th century discovery might save the galaxy. This is their first session, and they are now going to listen to the first tape.
Well, tonight's the great night, the first tape.
I am longing to hear it. I only hope I can catch the words.
Well, if you don't, just press that button like this, and the automatic dictionary will give you the explanation of the word.
Fine. First, we should listen to the cassette, though, should we not?
Shouldn't we?
Shouldn't we?
Yes, we'll see what N.O. Hope has to say about the first tape.
The first tape is about work and employment. It's about an interview. In the 20th century, it seemed to be very fashionable for people to change their jobs. Some people had too much work, some too little, and others got bored with their jobs. Working conditions varied from place to place. People always wanted more pay and higher positions. When they wanted to change their jobs, they looked at the advertisements in the newspapers or went to an employment agency. They would give a personal history with their qualifications and previous jobs. Then they would go for an interview. The Hungarian text in the envelope, of course, is about jobs, as it goes with this tape. My great-great-great-grandfather's last word was coincidence. So there must be some coincidence between the English tape and the translation of the Hungarian paper. I hope you can find it.
Let's listen to the first tape, then.
This is going to be exciting.
This week's business report comes from National Shirt and Pajamas Limited, Linenfield, one of the leading companies in the textile industry. National Shirts and Pajamas employ over 1,000 people and produce a total of 100 high-quality pajamas a day. It is doing well and is still expanding. Recently, the pajama jacket department advertised 3 posts in its new pajama sleeve design section, PSDS. They are looking for an accountant, a draftsman, and a trading executive.
An accountant?
An accountant keeps business books.
A draftsman?
A draftsman draws plans for parts of machines, buildings, and so on.
A trading executive?
An executive is something like a manager in a large business. A trading executive is the top person who directs buying and selling in a firm.
National Pajamas Limited advertised 3 posts recently. They are looking for an accountant, a draftsman, and a trading executive. So we sent our reporter along.
Here we are in the personnel department, where applicants are being interviewed by Miss Busybody, the chief personnel officer. The secretary is bringing coffee and the applicant's files.
A personnel officer?
A personnel officer deals with the employees and their problems.
Applicants?
Applicants are people who have applied for a job who want to be employed.
Files?
A file is a set of official papers giving information about a person or a thing.
Here we are in the personnel department, where applicants are being interviewed by Miss Busybody, the chief personnel officer. The secretary is bringing coffee and the applicant's files.
Here are the applicant's files and the coffee, Miss Busybody.
Thank you, Jane. Now send in the first one, will you please? She's applied for the draftsman's job, hasn't she?
Yes, the draftsman's.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can I see your identity card and driving licence? Thank you. Well, Miss Summitup, let's have a look at your qualifications.
Qualifications?
Qualifications means the training and examinations that fit a person for a job.
Well, Miss Summitup, let's have a look at your qualifications. Let's discuss your training, the courses you've done. You're an expert in fashion design, I take it.
Well, as a matter of fact, it's not quite my line.
Well, I take it you're good at drawing, though.
Well, not really. You see, it's sums I'm good at.
I'm afraid we only take really well-qualified people.
Well, I know a bit about bookkeeping methods and...
No, that's not what's expected. I'm sorry. Send in the next one, please. Goodbye. What cheek! She wouldn't do as a draftsman. She can't even draw. Now for the trading executive.
Morning. Here's my identity card, my health certificate, my passport and my visas. Shall I sit here? Now, first tell me about my financial possibilities, please. What's the salary? And what about bonuses?
Bonuses?
A bonus is extra money paid to employees in addition to their pay.
And what about bonuses?
Yes, of course, we're firm believers in profit sharing. But what about your qualifications?
Well, I'm a self-made man. I worked my way up. I started as a junior assistant in an architect's office. Then they let me work on a couple of jobs on my own, but I got fed up because they expected me to be at work 12 hours a day. So I handed in my notice and changed to an engineering and repair co-op.
He handed in his notice?
He told his employers he didn't want to work there anymore. He wanted to leave the job. He handed in his notice.
I got fed up and handed in my notice and changed to an engineering and repair co-op. Then I went...
Excuse me. Have you any experience in exports and imports?
Exports and imports? Goodness, no. Though I suppose my plans have been used abroad.
Well, that's not enough, I'm afraid. We need an expert in exports and imports. Good day.
But I've...
Thank you, that's all. Rude fellow. Oh, dear Jane, we're not being very lucky today. No draftsman and no trading executive.
Well, let's hope the accountant will turn out better.
Send her in, please. And this time I'll do the talking. I'll tell her what we expect of her.
Come in, please.
Take a seat, please. First, let me explain what's expected of you. Please listen carefully. You will be directly responsible to the head of the PSDS, and although we trust your abilities, you mustn't make any decisions before you've consulted him. What we are looking for is a very reliable person.
It seems to me that you haven't looked through my file.
I can assure you I have. I always work systematically. Thoroughness is my motto.
There must be some misunderstanding. A job like mine requires initiative. I hadn't realized that I wouldn't be my own boss, so I don't think this is the job for me. Good morning.
Good morning. A junior accountant, her own boss? What's the world coming to? Well, what unsuccessful interviews. I'm sorry. This wasn't very interesting for your listeners, I'm afraid.
I'm sure they were very interested in your methods, Miss Busybody. But don't you think the last applicant was a trade executive and not an accountant? And I'm sure the man before was a qualified draftsman.
Are you suggesting I made a mistake?
Well, not one. Three. You had three perfect applicants, and you lost them all.
Oh, thank goodness he's gone. These reporters think they know everything.
Well, he certainly thought we were stupid.
He didn't realize we only interviewed the people because he was here. Surely he knows these posts are filled long before they're advertised. Now, let's see. Tell your brother he can start work as a draftsman on Monday. I'll get in touch with my uncle about the accountant's job, and we'll phone the general manager and ask him when his brother-in-law can take over as trading executive.
Well, that wasn't very difficult to understand, was it?
Well, as a matter of fact, I found some of the accents a bit strange. I couldn't catch every word.
Yes, there seemed to be English people and Americans or Canadians speaking. Of course, today, as all the English-speaking people live on one planet, there aren't so many differences in accents.
Could the American and English people understand each other?
Oh, I think so. Their pronunciation was sometimes different, and sometimes they used different words for the same thing, but they could understand each other.
Well, so you see the story...
Shall I sum it up for you?
Oh, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, it was a scene at the personnel department of a textile firm that needed a draftsman, an accountant, and a trading executive. The reporter thought that something had gone wrong. He thought the secretary had mixed up the applicants' files, and although there were three perfectly good applicants, the personnel officer turned them all down. But in fact, the interviews were only a formality, as the posts had already been filled by friends and relations.
I see. So having the right connections was important even then.
Don't talk about having the right connections. If I were the president's sister-in-law, I'd have the money I wanted.
Never mind. We'll manage without the money.
Well, let's listen to the interviews again, shall we?
Yes, I was going to suggest that too. Though I can't imagine how we're going to find the code.
Well, we'll need the translation of the Hungarian texts as well, don't forget. Now, here are the interviews again.
Morning. Here's my identity card, my health certificate, my passport and my visas. Shall I sit here? Now. First, tell me about my financial possibilities, please. What's the salary? And what about bonuses?
Yes, of course. We're firm believers in profit sharing. But what about your qualifications?
Well, I'm a self-made man. I worked my way up. I started as a junior assistant in an architect's office. Then they let me work on a couple of jobs on my own, but I got fed up because they expected me to be at work 12 hours a day. So I handed in my notice and changed to an engineering and repair co-op. Then I
went... Excuse me. Have you any experience in exports and imports?
Exports and imports? Goodness, no. Though I suppose my plans have been used abroad.
Well, that's not enough, I'm afraid. We need an expert in exports and imports. Good day.
But I've...
Thank you, that's all. Rude fellow. Oh, dear Jane, we're not being very lucky today. No draftsman and no trading executive.
Well, let's hope the accountant will turn out better.
Send her in, please. And this time I'll do the talking. I'll tell her what we expect of her.
Come in, please.
Take a seat, please. First, let me explain what's expected of you. Please listen carefully. You will be directly responsible to the head of the PSDS, and although we trust your abilities, you mustn't make any decisions before you've consulted him. What we are looking for is a very reliable person.
It seems to me that you haven't looked through my file.
I can assure you I have. I always work systematically. Thoroughness is my motto.
There must be some misunderstanding. A job like mine requires initiative. I hadn't realized that I wouldn't be my own boss, so I don't think this is the job for me. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, let's see. Tell your brother he can start work as a draftsman on Monday. I'll get in touch with my uncle about the accountant's job, and we'll phone the general manager and ask him when his brother-in-law can take over as trading executive.
Poor things. They didn't know what their world was coming to.
They certainly didn't. Well, Greg, what about going down to the cafeteria for a drink?
Excellent idea.